I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with Arkansas Public Media in Little Rock. Governor Asa Hutchinson was against the congressional health care bill that failed in Congress. His plan is to lobby for a state model. Arkansas would keep Medicaid expansion for low-income people, but cut back the rolls.
All right, guys, last call on signing up for chores. If you haven't signed up for a chore, do so now, or else I'm going to start assigning them.
Sosa lives at a homeless shelter called Our House in Little Rock, Arkansas. The 47-year-old housekeeper was uninsured a few years ago when she had a stroke.
I actually was hospitalized and then lost my housing and then came here.
She has insurance now because of Medicaid expansion. That's good because her high blood pressure and diabetes and depression are under control. Sosa volunteers in the shelter kitchen to clean up after lunch. She's about to earn $8.50 an hour doing laundry full-time at a hotel chain in town. And she's moving into her own apartment. Earning about $16,000 a year, it's likely she'll make too much to stay on Medicaid expansion under Governor Asa Hutchinson's plan. That would make her eligible for the regular marketplace.
You will see more people working and signing up for work and worker training, and you'll see cost savings to the state and cost savings to the federal government.
He's trying to reduce the state's cost as the feds drop their Medicaid match rate from 95 to 90% or more by 2020. If his federal waivers are approved, people who make between 100 and 138% of poverty line would get insurance through the ACA's marketplace. That's about 60,000 people.
That reminds me of a song. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. I don't believe it.
Eddie Pinnell is retiring as executive director of Harmony Health Clinic. It's for low-income people in Little Rock.
Good morning, Harmony Health Clinic. This is Tina. May I help you? Yes.
Pinnell says, depending on what happens in Congress, federal subsidies may or may not cover costs for low-income people. Leaving the Medicaid expansion pool will mean higher deductibles and new penalties for missing a bill.
And we're seeing them now coming back to the clinic that got in there, paid their first month premium, their car broke down, they got to fix their car in order to get to work, and they didn't pay their premium the next month, and they were kicked off of the exchange.
Pinnell says his clinic lost nearly half its uninsured clients overnight under the Affordable Care Act, and that's good. In fact, Arkansas, after Kentucky, saw the biggest drop in uninsured residents nationwide since 2013. The state's hospital association says uncompensated costs in emergency rooms were cut almost in half. That kept some rural hospitals open, while other states that rejected Medicaid expansion saw some hospitals close. Arkansas health policy expert Joe Thompson says the governor's plan is a middle-of-the-road compromise. It emphasizes personal responsibility.
I think it's politically easier to say we're helping people below the poverty level, but not those above the poverty level. I think it clearly saves the state's money.
While the governor wants to shrink the program, he is adamantly against federal cuts to Medicaid expansion. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.